Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
It is another Mashup Tuesday on the Darren Copeland Experience, taking you for one more hour here, talking all kinds of things.
Oh boy, did we mash up that last hour.
That was a good hour. It was a good hour up until the very last few minutes.
You know what? That's the big good news about going on to like Audio Boom or checking out the Darren Copeland Experience on the Mile High Sports Radio app.
Mm-hmm. You can just listen to the segments that you really want to listen to. Like
we had. And then if we go off the rails, you can choose to listen to that, or maybe not. I mean, sometimes when we go off the rails, it's good.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we're never really, I mean, let's be honest. We're never really on the rails on purpose. We sometimes find our way on a rail, and then we immediately veer off to another rail.
Yep.
And then every now and then, we completely go off the track completely. Down into the gorge, off the bridge, into a fiery crash.
Pumpkins are gorge.
They're gourds. Oh, why? What is? Why do you do that? You kill me with that. Thank you. Please keep that handy. Pumpkins are gourds.
They're gorgeous.
They can be gorgeous. Yes.
That was the bumper sticker. There were two bumper stickers when I was at Ithaca College. One was Ithaca is centrally isolated.
Okay.
Which it was, because it was in the middle of nowhere, so centrally isolated. And then the other one said Ithaca is gorgeous.
G-O-R-G-E-S?
Yes.
Are you guys near a gorge?
Lots of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I just don't think of New York having a whole lot of gorges.
Well, it does.
Like when I think of gorges, I think of like the Royal Gorge. That's a gorge. We have a gorge. We have a legitimate gorge in Colorado.
A legitimate one?
Gorge, yes.
As opposed to the illegitimate gorges that are in upstate New York.
Fake gorges. Like, it's like. Like the Appalachians calling themselves mountains, they're not legit mountains. They're like foothills. They should be called the Appalachian foothills, or the rolling Appalachians.
I'm not sure they are the Appalachians up there.
No, I'm just talking about, like, if you're going to call yourself a mountain, be a real mountain. If you're going to be a gorge, be a real gorge. It's not something that's like a dry riverbed that's 6 feet deep.
Well, I think that's being, you know, sexist.
I'm not sure how that's being sexist.
Well, because not all gorges are the same size. Some are smaller and cuter than others.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Someone needs to put together a panel of some kind to classify these things. Like if you're not a certain size, then you can't be a gorge. You're just a dip.
We'll call it the Gorgeous Committee.
Yes. We'll call it the Gorgeous Committee. We'll hire very hot people to be on it. So it could have a double entendre. So I watched hockey the other day.
Really? Okay.
And I'm rooting for Ottawa. And I say rooting in the sense that I kind of watched the scoreboard later and find out if they won or lost. And they got their butts.
I want to see Canada blow up.
I would like to see Ottawa win. Here's what I don't understand. Like, everybody I've talked to was rooting for, and still are, they're rooting for the Predators to win the Stanley Cup. And I don't understand why.
Because people have found P.K. Subban, who's the defenseman.
Who's great. I saw his interview. He's fantastic.
He's awesome. He's very, he's well-spoken. He's come to playoff games in the past. I don't think he's done this year. But he's come to games with, like, in pimp wear.
Nice.
Like legitimate, like,
yeah,
like
he brings a little personality.
Like, yeah, he definitely brings some personality. Brings a little bit of maybe NBA flavor,
okay,
to the NHL,
which has probably got to really anger some of the
kills people,
old liners
kills people. It's so funny.
Like, get over yourselves.
Well, it just...
It's fun.
Yeah. But listen, there are been some very good black hockey players.
I can't imagine, honestly, I can't imagine that P.K. Subban is the reason why most people are rooting for the Predators.
Well, I think most people don't like the Ducks.
Why?
Because they've won a Stanley Cup or two. They've been sort of a big, bad team in the Western Conference for probably about the last 10 years. They play a big, bruising kind of style, and it's time for maybe a change, and you kind of like the way that the Nashville sort of has this energy around them right now where they're very fun to kind of watch.
So you say big, bruising, dominant team in the Western Conference of hockey, I think Chicago Blackhawks. I mean, they've won more Stanley Cups than the Ducks have in the last 10 years.
Yeah, but they were sort of, I mean, I'm not even sure the Ducks have, I think they maybe won one. The Kings can be put in there as well.
You know what? If you put a gun in my head and ask me to name the last 10 Stanley Cup winners, I don't think there's a way.
Let me see if I can even try. Let me try.
Hold on. Okay. Give me a second because I got to look up. I wouldn't know if you're right or not.
Okay. Well, look it up.
Okay. Stanley Cup winners. And I guess my problem is I have a real hard time with hockey teams winning the Stanley Cup in the Deep South. It bothers me.
That's not the Deep South. I wouldn't call
Tennessee?
Call Florida the Deep South.
Okay. You know what? Anything below Michigan's Deep South to me.
Okay. So us?
India. Well, no. We're West.
Oh, okay.
We're on the other side of the Mississippi. Think of everything on that side of the Mississippi beneath, like, okay, Ohio. Deep South.
Okay.
To me.
Okay.
Indiana, Kentucky. Tennessee. I don't know. Where is Indiana?
Indiana's higher. I think it's
higher. Than Ohio? No.
Come on, man.
Indiana's
not
above,
it's
like right next to Ohio. Tennessee.
This is why the rest of the world hates us.
Yeah.
Because we can't even figure out the states in our own country, let alone like other countries. Right.
You know what the problem is?
We have globes? We have globes that are just like, do you know what globes are used for in the United States?
What?
Spinning it around like, woo, sure. And pretending to be like a Harlem Globetrotter. Look, I'm spinning it on my...
The problem is once you get east of the Mississippi, all those states are weird shaped and they're a bunch of small ones and they're in weird, strange places. It's hard to keep track of those states out there. Okay. Stanley Cup winners total.
Total?
But I'll look at the last 10 years.
Okay. I would say that Stanley Cup total, there's got to be more than 100.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay. NHL champions since 1927. Let's go to 2007. Okay. So the Colorado Avalanche last won theirs in 2001.
Yeah.
In 2002, it was Detroit, then New Jersey, then Tampa Bay. They did not play in 2005. Carolina in 2006. Okay. So 10 years ago, 2007. Name me the 10. It doesn't even have to be in order. Just name them.
Okay. So I believe that Chicago has won 3.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Okay. I believe that LA has won 2.
Los Angeles Kings have won 2. Yes.
I believe Anaheim has actually won 1.
Yes, in 2007.
I believe that Boston has won 1.
They did win in 2011.
I believe that Pittsburgh has won 1.
No.
They've won 2?
Yes. They won in 2009 and then last year.
So how many? Oh, they did win last year.
So they're the defending.
So champion. How many is that?
You're missing 1.
I'm missing 1. Okay. Tampa Bay, I believe, won 1.
They did not. Not in the last 10 years.
Okay. I know they won 1.
Tampa Bay won in 2004.
Okay.
With John Turturro.
Yep.
John Turturro.
Yep. Well, I can erase Canadian teams off my list.
Yes. Yes, you can.
So, let's see.
But this team plays oddly close to Canada.
Was it Detroit again?
It was Detroit.
Oh, bastards.
They won in 2008.
Oh.
So, I mean, when I think a Western Conference team that's bruising and that people probably should hate, I'd think more like Chicago than Anaheim. You know what I'm saying?
People hate Disney.
Oh, okay. I'll buy that.
The racist.
I'm rooting for Ottawa. Actually, I'll be rooting for whoever comes out of Pittsburgh versus Ottawa. Because I just don't feel like any team in the South or a warm climate area should even have a hockey team, let alone be winning a Stanley Cup. I think that it makes me sad. The Tampa Bay has a Stanley Cup.
It insists on itself.
It's just wrong.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up. When you've been